Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One is hard enough, but this morning, for the 47th year in a row, 47, a man named Ben Beach will line up in Hopkinton to run the 26.2 miles, dividing the starting line from the finish line at Copley Square. The Maryland native holds the record for the most consecutive Boston Marathon runs in history, but his road to the record hasn't always been easy. WBUR's Asma Khalid visited with Ben Beach and has our story.
Ben Beach first ran the Boston Marathon in 1968.
I ran it the first year mainly out of curiosity.
He was 18, a freshman at Harvard.
I had never run more than 5 miles at a time until about 3 weeks before the race. So you would look at that and you'd say, this guy is really stupid.
He says he unwisely ate a steak for breakfast that morning. He didn't know he was supposed to inhale carbs. Despite his misguided breakfast of champions, he finished that race and got hooked. Now he's 64 and he's run every year since.
It's a good form of exercise and it's simple for the most part. So I intended to do it until my body absolutely quits.
Beach is much, much slower than his prime. The glory days were 1981, when he could run this race in 2 hours, 27 minutes. Today, he's aiming for a 10 or 11-minute mile pace. But beyond his speed, Beach says so many things about this sport have changed. He remembers a simpler race.
In 1968, you showed up at Hopkinton Junior High School, and some guy would put a stethoscope on your chest to confirm that you were healthy enough to run it and hand out your number and you're on your way. It's just a different world.
Back then, he says the athletes were rewarded at the finish line with beef stew and showers at the Prudential Center. But then again, back then, there were only about 1,000 runners. Beacon Street near Fenway is a sort of memory lane for him. He's run this course so many times. He remembers the apartment where his sister hung a banner back in 1976.
My sister lived up there in the corner. So whenever I go through here, I look up and for a wave.
In 2002, Beach's legs started to give him trouble. He was diagnosed with a neurological condition, dystonia. He walks and runs with a limp now. He thought it would be the end of his running, but somehow his legs adapted.
And yes, I still limp, and I'm much slower, and I don't go very far, except on Patriots Day.
And on Patriots Day, he's kept going. In 2012, he tied the record for the most consecutive Boston Marathons run. Last year was supposed to be his run for the record books. His kids, his old high school buddies, even a cousin was in town to celebrate. But his legs gave out, and he had to start walking. He was still on pace to finish when two bombs exploded on Boylston Street. He never crossed that finish line.
It's obviously it was on my mind that, you know, my streak has been stopped, sort of, that I can't finish. But the overwhelming thing is how awful a thing had happened to those people, to the city, and everybody involved.
Eventually, the Boston Athletic Association decided anyone who had reached the halfway point technically finished the race. So his run counted. But Beach says there's still an asterisk in his mind about whether he truly holds that record. Even then, he says, he can't walk away from this race.
I think even if I felt the streak was over, I still wanted to run. And it's just what I do on Patriots Day. Just what I do. It's part of me. Part of my identity.
Beach says he's not sure how many more Boston Marathons are in him. He doesn't know if he can come close to Johnny Kelly, who holds the record for the most Boston Marathons ever finished, 58. But Beach says he felt he had to come back today to cross the finish line, because last year was the first time in 46 years he didn't. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.